چلیے اسٹاپ کر دیں.
السلام علیکم.
وعلیکم السلام.
Oh, my God.
they be promoting the democracy all around the world, having an excuse to go out, but what about the people in Bahrain?
Hypocrisy. These people are. I first raised the subject of Bahrain in January of 1995 in the British Parliament. I hosted a press conference for the somebody Sheikh who had been illegally deported from their own country and who came to London. I campaigned against the torture of Ian Henderson, the British citizen who was employed by the Khalifa, the better to torture the people in Bahrain. For almost 20 years, I've been in this campaign. But I feel that we're close to victory now. This tyranny will still fall because from the Atlantic to the Gulf, the slogan is the same. The people are demanding the end of this regime, and we will have it, God willing.
How long do you think that it will take?
It might take weeks, it might take months, it might even take years. But in the end, it is already retained.
Not everybody,
even the dictatorship of Khalifa, who owned this building, he was one of the stories.
The gangster regime in Panama is now buttressed by the dictatorship of Saudi Arabia, the unfreest country in the world, and they're shooting down women and children and old men and nurses and doctors trying to come to the aid of those who are fighting just for one thing. Democracy. They're fighting for democracy and the right to choose their own government instead of a dictatorship hundreds of years old, which represents a tiny fragment of Bahraini society. This is not about Sunni and Shia. This is about dictatorship and the people.
Yes.
The Khalifas are thieves and killers. And they don't care anything about the religion or the confession of the people they're stealing from. All they want is to enrich themselves and their small clique. If the US Fifth Fleet would sail away from Bahrain, if the Saudi dictatorship's forces would drive back across the causeway, if the Western countries would stop propping up this group of thieves and killers, the Bahraini people would sweep them away by the end of this weekend.
Inshallah!
These hypocrite Saudis are about to begin bombing Libya to protect civilians in Libya whilst they're murdering civilians in Bahrain and in their own country this very day and this very weekend. This grotesque hypocrisy of the Western powers is going to be exposed more clearly than ever before in the days and weeks to come. My involvement with the freedom cause in Bahrain did not begin today or yesterday. For almost 20 years in Parliament and outside Parliament, I have been highlighting, for example, the role of Colonel Ian Henderson, the British torturer, engaged by the Khalifas to torture the people of Bahrain whilst living part-time in a cottage in Devon, in England, unmolested by the authorities. But I tell you one thing, in all the nearly 20 years I've been campaigning on Bahrain, I have never been more sure than that the days of the Khalifa dictatorship are numbered. Inshallah, very soon they will be
swept away. Then would Ummat Muslimah will ask them which step they are following. Are they following the Zionism or they are following the Bani Umayyah, which had happened 1400 years ago? My request is for this is at the moment, even from the Western powers who are the supporter and claimer of the democracy. What sort of democracy is this in Middle East? Why they are killing the majority people only for the sake of two or three people, whatever they are? I hope my Bahrain brothers will now realize that UK Muslims, they are in support with them, and we will fight till death.
Thank you very much, and thank you all. Thank you all for being here today. This demonstration here in London shows the strength of feeling about Bahrain. And if the media can't look at what's going on in Bahrain, then shame on them. Because what we're seeing is a Saudi invasion, an occupation, and now the killing of large numbers of people in Bahrain. And George Galloway is quite right to mention Ian Henderson and his role in this, because Britain does not have clean hands where Bahrain is concerned. There's been constant interference in government, constant use of security forces, and constant sale of British weapons to Bahrain that are now being used to suppress democracy. It is a scandal, it is a shame, and we demand the immediate and permanent cessation of all arms sales to Bahrain, the removal of the king and the family that are presiding over this autocracy there, and the people of Bahrain have their right to democracy and freedom. Because we've got to understand that the movement that's happening across the whole region, from Morocco all the way across to Bahrain, to Yemen, to Oman, to Syria, is a demand for democracy, is a demand for the accountability of leaders, is a demand that young people, having worked so hard to get through their education, get a job and are able to contribute to society. It's the anger of unemployment, of the lack of a free speech and the lack of an independent legal system that is at the heart of this. We're here today to support you, and I will do my best in Parliament to constantly raise the issue of human rights abuses in Bahrain. And the next opportunity will be on Monday, when there's going to be a special debate. I raised them again yesterday, and I raised them on Thursday, and I'll carry on raising them. Because so long as we supply arms, so long as we supply technology and surveillance equipment, this country is part of the oppression in Bahrain.
Struggle for democracy, but also in your struggle against foreign occupation. And what makes this occupation even more outrageous and even more shameful for us in this country is that the bullets being used by the Saudi troops, and for all we know, by many of the Bahraini troops, are made in Britain.
Yes.
And that is why in the Stop the War Coalition, as well as campaigning in every way we possibly can for solidarity with the movement, we will also be campaigning for our government, the Tory government, the condemned government of David Cameron and Nick Clegg, to break all links with dictators and to stop arming brutal regimes across the Middle East. So that's why, as well as bringing support to you today, I want to make a couple of other points. And one is to say that the US and British support for the Saudis and the Bahraini government shows what incredible hypocrites they are when they talk about bringing freedom in Libya. So, and it shows that we cannot rely on NATO. We cannot rely on the UN. We cannot rely on the US. We cannot rely on the British government to bring change and democracy. We, you, must do what the Tunisians and the Egyptians did, which is rely on the mass uprising of ordinary people. And the last thing I want to say, I want to invite everyone here to come on another very important demonstration.
Inshallah.
Next weekend,
inshallah,
hundreds of thousands of people in Britain are going to be demonstrating against our own government, who are introducing the most outrageous cuts to the welfare state. That demonstration is on March the 26th, next Saturday in London. Stop the War is organising a contingent on that demonstration, calling for an end to weapons sales, an end to spending on warfare, calling for a completely set of different priorities in British society. I want you to be on that demonstration, marching in solidarity. We want to make March the 26th into our Tahrir Square, because this is a movement that is going round the world.
And you raised the question for the British government, but they've been promoting the democracy all around the world, having an excuse to go out. But what about the people in Bahrain?
These people are. I first raised the subject of Bahrain in January of 1995 in the British Parliament. I campaigned against the torture of Ian Henderson, the British citizen who was employed by the Khalifa, the better to torture the people in Bahrain. For almost 20 years I've been in this campaign, but I feel that we're close to victory now. This tyranny will still fall, because from the Atlantic to the Gulf, the slogan is the same. The people are demanding the end of this regime, and we will have it. God willing.
How long do you think that it will take?
It might take weeks, it might take months, it might even take years. But the end is already written.
Thank you. चलिए स्टॉप कर दें
इन तंसरुल्लाह यंसुरकुम व युसब्बित अक़दामकुम। मैं सलाम पेश करता हूं तमाम एहतजाज करने वाले ख्वातीन व हजरात को जो एक अजीम मकसद और मिशन लेकर आज मजलूमों के साथ खड़े हैं और जालिमों के मुकाबले के लिए पुरअज़्म हैं। आपको सलाम पेश करता हूं कि आप एक अजीम मकसद और मिशन के लिए निकले हैं और यकीन कामिल है कि अवाम की ताकत के सामने दुनिया का कोई जालिम नहीं ठहर सकेगा। जिस तरह शाह ईरान और सद्दाम और हुस्नी मुबारक जिल्लत और रुसवाई में नाकाम होकर गिरे, इंशाअल्लाह वक्त आने वाला है सऊदी अरब के शाह और खलीफा बहरेन का भी उसी जिल्लत और रुसवाई के साथ नाकाम होगा।
Sultan Qazmi says he'd like to thank everyone who has turned up today, and just as Hosni Mubarak, just as Saddam Hussein, just as all the Laheen, just as all the tyrants in the world and the dictators have fallen, so will the dictatorship of Bahrain, so will the dictatorship of Saudi Arabia.
इस वक्त बहरीन के अंदर अस्पतालों पर हमले हो रहे हैं, एम्बुलेंसों पर जख्मियों का इलाज नहीं होने दिया जा रहा और खलीफा बहरीन ने मार्शल लॉ नाफिज किया है और खसूसन सऊदी अरब जो एक इस्लामी मुल्क है उसने फौज भेजकर और अमन और पीसफुल अवाम पर जो जा रही है और जुल्म किया है उन शाहों को हिसाब देना होगा। हर चीज का अवाम हिसाब व किताब लेगी। एक दिन आएगा अवाम की अदालत के कटहरे में वो कैफर किरदार तक पहुंचेंगे। मैं समझता हूँ वो खादिम हरमैन नहीं रहे बल्कि वो अमेरिका और इसराइल के सर्वेंट और खादिम है।
बेशक बेशक।
Saudi Arabia, the so-called housekeepers of God, have not sent an army to quell the disturbance, the so-called disturbance in Bahrain. They have actually sent a butcher's army to butcher the people of Bahrain and just make them submit to their knees so the dictatorship can have their say on ruling.
Aur aakhri message ye hai ki jab tak ye zulm band nahi hota हम हर कुर्बानी देने के लिए तैयार हैं। हमारा एहतजाज जारी रहेगा। दोनों हाथ बुलंद करके नारा तकबीर ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह डाउन डाउन अल खलीफा डाउन डाउन विद स्ट्रांग वॉइस विद वन वॉइस डाउन डाउन ये एहतजाज जारी रहेगा जब तक मजलूमों को मुकम्मल फतह नहीं होती और जालिम
कमरे में ना है।
चलिए स्टॉप कर दें।
To massacre innocent people. As far as we're concerned, until this stops, there will be no peace.
Okay, and how did you organise this demonstration today?
Well, we didn't. I mean, we merely helped the organisation. I mean, this is a demonstration that's been put together largely by young activists from the Bahraini community and other Arab communities in Britain. With the help of Slow War Coalition, we've merely played a supportive role.
Okay.
We think it's right that they should organise their protest, but we and other many, many thousands of other British people stand in solidarity with them.
Yeah. And how many people are here today, do you think? So I'm getting different numbers from...
Well, it's hard to say, actually.
Yeah, but it's really hard.
I reckon 2,000.
2,000?
I think so, yeah. I would say it's like 2,000 to me. I don't know what other people think. Well, there's going to be, what we're going to do now is we're going to be protesting daily over what's happening in Bahrain, over what's happening in Yemen. We're going to be protesting against the US intervention into Libya, because I don't believe that suddenly the US and Britain have been converted to the side of the people. I think they're in Libya to protect their oil interests. Our position is we're going to be campaigning everywhere and every day, hands off the Middle East. The West has no role whatsoever. The West has been the problem in the region for decades, for over a century. The West has wasted the whole region in their greed and hunger for oil. And this now will end. It has to end. The people of the Arab world have had enough. They are not going to put up with it anymore. And we're going to be standing shoulder to shoulder with them until they've got democracy and they've got freedom.